This business attracts a lot of good people, but it definitely attracts a crap load of people that do not belong in here. And the reason why it does is because the promises of easy money, flexible hours, and more importantly, you don't have to do much. Welcome to my podcast number 10. Let me explain. So I'm often asked what it takes to succeed in this business. And I currently have two people right now that are considering joining the business that come from other industries. They both have different dynamics going on in their life that gives them an opportunity to, in essence, start a different chapter in life later on in life. And I'm very honest with them about what it takes to succeed. But I figure I take this time and have a little fun and talk about the other side of it. The reason the people that attract it should not be in this industry and why they get into this business to begin with. So it attracts a lot of self-centered, lazy people. And the reason is because think about it. What's the message that a lot of people put out? Easy money, flexible hours. I don't have to work full time. I want to drive a really nice car and I want to have nice clothes and act like my shit don't stink, right? Where do they get this? Well, Hollywood. $1 million listing and all these other listings show these guys that are negotiating $1 million things and they get paid $60,000 for, you know, a 45-day listing. And you're like, well, shit, I can do that. And this is why it attracts people that should not be in this industry. So the first kind of Yahoo it attracts that should not be in this business is the part-timer who doesn't care. Now, let me be very clear. You could work this part-time and care. I'm talking about the one that doesn't. We had a transaction where a buyer came to the open house. I had the listing, loved it, called his agent up. His agent wrote up the offer and got accepted. We had an inspection a week later, and the agent called me up and said he couldn't make it if I could open the house for his client, which I did. Agent never saw the house. His job is to represent his buyer in the most stressful transaction he will ever make, other than death and divorce. The most expensive asset he will ever purchase. And he never even saw the freaking house. He just didn't care. He just wanted to get paid. So it attracts a lot of those Yahoos. It also attracts ones that want to avoid problem solving. Let me explain. In this industry, what makes us successful is problem solving. There's always something that happens. Inspection, appraisals, disclosures, you name it. There's always something going on. I'd say 80% of them have something going on with them and 20% do not. 20% go smooth with no problem. And part of our job is to approach the problem head on and problem solve. Well, for some reason, a lot of these people don't feel that way. They feel that they don't want to do that. They feel that they shouldn't have to do that. More importantly, they don't know how to do it. So they avoid phone calls, conversations, emails, text messages. They just hope the problem goes away. And what ends up happening is people like myself end up solving the problem for their client because we have a common interest, which is we want to close this transaction, right? So it attracts a lot of those Yahoos. The third Yahoo it attracts is someone who does no research on the market. They have no idea what's going on, nothing. They don't know what's going on with rates. They don't know what's going on with the homes. They just want to show houses, open doors, and make offers. I had one of these Yahoos who submitted, they had a seller. So they had the listing. They were cousins. My buyer went to buy the house. I told the guy, your house is $20,000 too expensive. I said, but we are willing to give it to you. With the caveat that if it does not appraise, you drop the price to the price that the appraisal comes in. And they agreed. Sure enough, it came in $18,000 below. I knew the market. He did not. And he tried to argue with us that my appraiser was wrong. No, my friend, you just don't know the market. So you get the people that don't take the time or don't give a shit to know the market because they want to sit on their ass and do nothing. You get the crowd that thought it would be easy. I want to work 1 hour a day and make $100,000 a year. I'm going to post on social media that I'm a licensed realtor and I'm happy to help you and anybody else who's willing to help. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. People do business with people that provide value, people they know and trust and like. There's a lot of those people who thought it would be easy. And they find out it isn't. And their heart's not into it. The ones that instant gratification, they want to get wealthy right away. They want to be $1 million listings. They want to be able to drive the BMW and have the $1,000 suit and drink wine every night. They think they're going to get wealthy easier. What they fail to realize is that 80% of all licensed agents make less than $30,000 per year as a licensed agent. So, yeah, good luck with that one. Then you get the ones that want flexibility. Now, to be very clear, there's a lot of people that need flexibility because of kids and other jobs. I'm talking about the one that wants flexibility, or that's just another way of saying they're just lazy. They are just simply lazy. They don't want to do anything. When they say they want flexibility, they want to wake up at 10 o'clock at night. They want to go to the office for 30 minutes, maybe call one person, maybe put one post on social media, and then at the end of the day, say, it's a productive day. They're just lazy. And this is the group of people that give us a bad name. This is the group of people that represent us on a lot of transactions. This is the group of people why people think we don't do anything. They got in it for the wrong reason. They realized it wasn't what they expected. And this is the reason why 80% of all licensed agents fail. They don't run it like a business. They don't take it seriously. And you wonder why people don't take us seriously and why they think we don't provide any value for that commission. We do, guys. And that's my dog in the background. Papa! Papa! So, if you want to get in this business and you want to run it like a business and take it seriously, you will do well. If you're one of the other Yahoos, don't even bother. Don't waste your time. And more importantly, don't waste ours.